This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli discussing contemporary politics at Balwata. Supreme Court rejects writ petition against Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact tabled in Parliament. Nepal-India Energy Secretary Label Joint Steering Committee meeting commencing from tomorrow. And gold mine blast killed 60 people in southwest Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and main opposition CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli are discussing on contemporary politics at Balwata. According to Chairman Oli's personal secretary Ramsaran Bajagai, Prime Minister Deoba and CPN UML Chairman Oli are discussing contemporary issues including the endorsement of the MCC Compact. The Supreme Court has rejected the writ petition filed against the US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact tabled in the Parliament. Information Officer of the Supreme Court Devendra Dhakal said the Supreme Court administration rejected the writ that was filed against the tabulation of the MCC Compact. Demanding an interim order, senior advocate Surendra Bhandari had filed the writ petition with the claim that the compact could not be tabled in the parliament as per the provision related to the MCC agreement. General Secretary of the Nepali Congress Gagan Kumar Thapa has said that the ruling partners are not expected to vote against the proposal brought by the government. Talking to media persons in Sitwan today, leader Thapa said that being a part of the government, voting against the government's proposal would be unethical and impractical. The Nepali Congress General Secretary also expressed the belief that all parties would cast vote in favour of MCC Compact tabled in the Parliament after the discussions. A meeting of Nepal-India Energy Secretary Label Joint Steering Committee is taking place from tomorrow to discuss the ways of power trade and bilateral cooperation in the energy sector. According to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the meeting is taking place in person, which was postponed for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic after the last meeting held in Bangalore of India. In the meeting, Secretary at the Ministry of Energy Devendra Karki will lead the Nepali team, while Indian Energy Ministry Secretary Alok Kumar will lead the Indian team. A joint secretary label committee will prepare the agenda of the meeting, while the secretary label meeting will meet on Thursday. Export of goods from Nepal has increased in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year 2021-22. According to the statistics unveiled by the Department of Customs today, the export of domestically produced goods stood at 88.30%. The export during this period amounted to around 131 billion rupees against over 69.91 billion rupees during the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. The department said Nepal had recorded a rise in the imports by 42.78% during the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 476 new COVID cases in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 9,424 samples. Likewise, 831 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 3 corona-related deaths were recorded today itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmalasena has urged the people's representatives to disseminate the right to information related to public health. At an interaction program organized by the Minister of Health and Population, National Assembly Chairperson Timmalasena asserted that the role of the people's representatives would be important in giving truthful information to the people. He also said that the people's representatives should be sensitized about the COVID-19 risk and they should encourage the voters to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali has directed the concerned authorities to spare no efforts in making preparation for Mahashivaratri festival. Minister Ali directed the officials of Pasupati Area Development Trust to manage all the facilities for religious tourists in the Pasupati area. At a program organized by Pasupati Area Development Trust today, it was said that the preparations were being made in full swing for the management of upcoming Mahashivaratri festival. On the Mahashivaratri festival, which falls on the 1st of March this year, devotees from home and abroad flock to the Pasupati temple area. Now a sports news update. Nepal lost to the UAE by 68 runs in the semi-final match played under the ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifiers. In the match hosted in Al Amirat Cricket Ground of Oman, the UAE won the toss and collected 175 runs, losing 7 wickets in 20 overs. However, while chasing the target of 167 runs, Nepal was limited to 107 runs, with the loss of all 10 wickets in 18.4 overs. With the defeat, Nepal failed to qualify for the ICC T20 World Cup to be hosted in Australia this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops into two rebel-held regions in eastern Ukraine after recognizing them as independent states. Russia said the troops would be peacekeeping in the breakaway regions, which it has backed since 2014. But the U.S. said calling them peacekeepers was nonsense, and it accused Russia of creating a pretext for war. In a late-night televised address to the nation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for clear and effective actions of support from Ukraine's international allies. About 60 people have died after an explosion at a makeshift gold mine in a village in southwest of Burkina Faso. Quoting local officials, the BBC said the blast happened in market at the gold mining site when dynamite stored there caught fire. Images from the scene show a huge crater, destroyed homes and bodies lying on the ground. Many of the dozens of injured people are reported to have been evacuated to regional hospital centers. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at a few places of Karnali province and Sudhir Pashim province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli discussing contemporary politics at Balwata. Supreme Court rejects writ petition against Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact tabled in Parliament. Nepal India Energy Secretary Level Joint Steering Committee meeting commencing from tomorrow. and gold mine blast killed 60 people in southwest Burkina Faso. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.